I don't know, I admitted. My dating history gave me few reference points to work with. Not that any normal rules of dating applied here. It's not necessary, you know. I don't expect you to... I mean, you don't have to pretend for me. His smile was patient. I'm not pretending. I pushed the remains of my cereal around the edges of the bowl, biting my lip. Are you going to tell Charlie I'm your boyfriend or not? He demanded. Is that what you are? I suppressed my internal cringing at the thought of Edward and Charlie and the word boyfriend all in the same room at the same time. It's a loose interpretation of the word boy, I'll admit. I was under the impression that you were something more, actually, I confessed, looking at the table. Well, I don't know if we need to give him all the gory details. He reached across the table to lift my chin with a cold, gentle finger. But he will need some explanation for why I'm around here so much. I don't want Chief Swan getting a restraining order put on me. Will you be? I asked, suddenly anxious. Will you really be here? As long as you want me, he assured me. I'll always want you, I warned him. Forever. He walked slowly around the table, and pausing a few feet away, he reached out to touch his fingertips to my cheek. His expression was unfathomable. Does that make you sad? I asked. He didn't answer. He stared into my eyes for an immeasurable period of time. Are you finished? He finally asked. I jumped up. Yes. Get dressed. I'll wait here,